It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. New York City's police commissioner says this morning that a disgruntled employee, as he put it, was responsible for a mass shooting in New York City. In fact, Jeffrey Johnson was a former employee, according to Police Commissioner Ray Kelly. He worked at Hazen Imports, a designer of women's accessories in Midtown Manhattan. He worked there for a number of years. He then lost his job in what Commissioner Kelly called a downsizing. And police say he returned to his workplace with a handgun and killed a former coworker. Jeffrey Johnson was then walking toward the nearby Empire State Building when a construction worker followed him and pointed him out to nearby police officers. The police and the gunman shot it out. The gunman was killed. Nine others were injured, we're told, and we'll bring you more as we learn it. We've also been following the wildfires that continue this summer across much of the West. Climate scientists are asking if those fires are more symptoms of damage from climate change, as NPR's Christopher Joyce reports.
I'm driving through New Mexico's Santa Fe National Forest with ecologist Craig Allen from the U.S. Geological Survey. Allen's energetic, restless, and deeply worried about this forest. He's watched a triple combination of heat, drought, and wildfire devastate this place over the past 15 years. We stop by what once would have been a beautiful meadow full of ponderosa pine, a tall tree with cinnamon bark and branches at the top loaded with pine needles.
So what we're seeing here is a big valley, a meadow, burned.
Yeah, no live ponderosa pine. The shrubs have basically taken control of the site.
Ecologists call this type conversion from forest to shrubland. Big wildfires did that. Now, heat waves, droughts, and fires are not unusual here. A 16th century mega drought pushed the Pueblo Indians out of these mountains. The current drought, in fact, is only the eighth most severe in the past 1,000 years. But scientists say something is different now. The weather pendulum that swings back and forth between hot and cold, wet and dry, is swinging more toward the hot and dry side.
What we have now is a gradual trend towards warmer temperatures.
That's Park Williams, an ecologist at the Los Alamos National Laboratory here in New Mexico. He says climate change is exaggerating the normal swings in weather.
So each drought will be a little more intense, and each very good period will be a little less good.
Forever?
Yes, for the foreseeable human future, it seems.
Higher temperatures will mean more drought. It works this way. Prolonged heat turns the atmosphere into a sort of dry sponge. A sponge that sucks more and more moisture out of the ground and out of trees. Scientists call this sponge effect the atmosphere's vapor pressure deficit. Williams says this year that deficit has increased here by 50%.
Thinking about a 50% increase in vapor pressure deficit is like thinking about the southwestern United States being transplanted onto another planet.
Williams says that deficit will only get worse as average summer temperatures increase. Williams and Allen work within the Bandelier National Monument in the Jemez Mountains. It's a national park. It's rainy season now. A small river runs through the woods. But the rain is deceiving. Less rainfall and more heat are changing the landscape. Allen says the current drought almost wiped out one of the park's iconic trees, the pinon, 10 years ago. It's the pinon that gives the Southwest its signature peppery scent.
This is a huge change almost overnight in an ecosystem. You know, the dominant tree on this site wholesale died. More than 95% of the mature pinon and bandolier died.
This wave of heat, drought, and fire has swept over the Colorado Plateau, a region of high mountain forests that stretch across Utah, New Mexico, Arizona, and Colorado. To make matters worse, the weakened trees are ever more vulnerable to bark beetles that now infest these forests. Thomas Swetnam at the University of Arizona studies the forests of the Southwest. Like many ecologists, he says one reason forests are burning hotter now is because they're overgrown. For a century, the U.S. Forest Service suppressed all fires, and now they're tinderboxes. But Swetnam says climate change has made the situation much worse, and that's exactly what the computer models of climate change predicted.
When you've had predictions, and the scientific understanding tells you this is likely what's coming, then it starts to happen. You know, the pieces, the dots are just, you know, obviously connectable, that it's very likely seeing the worst thing that we expected would happen. Warming is occurring, and it's starting to take out our forests.
Back at Bandelier in New Mexico, Craig Allen's office sits deep in a canyon in the Jemez Mountains. He's watched four fires in the past 16 years burn about 90% of the eastern side of these mountains.
For me, the really profound piece of this is the ability of the trees that have been growing for centuries on these hill slopes Are they going to be able to survive even another 20, 30 years if the temperature increases?
Inside, Allen's desk is surrounded with notebooks, 30 years of his field notes here. But now, he says, the forests that they describe will probably never look the same. Christopher Joyce, NPR News.